Perfect 92 East Coast Radio.
We have been through a lot during the lockdown. Do you remember this? This particular challenge got me rolling my eyes every single time I went on Facebook, I went on TikTok, I went on Instagram.
Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. Like I go crunch, grab and bite. I can go bust, eye for eye. Like I lose trust.
It's called the Don't Rush Challenge. We have been through a lot during the lockdown. Do you remember this? This particular challenge got me rolling my eyes every single time I went on Facebook, I went on TikTok, I went on Instagram.
Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. Like I go crunch, grab and bite. I can go bust, eye for eye.
So, it's called the Don't Rush Challenge. And basically, they throw a makeup brush onto the camera or something to cover the camera. They're looking ratchet before they do this. And then they reveal, they come back looking gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. But I just got so over this trend. It was so much happening. And I think there are a lot of trends that people just hop on. There are so many to mention. The one thing for me I've noticed recently, the shoes, I think it's called the Vans sneaker. I see everybody wearing those and I'm like, oh, there we go. Andy is just showing me her pair of Vans. Like, whatever happened to originality?
It's a comfortable tennis style shoe. Everybody has, you just, it's like one of those, a little black dress. Every girl has to have a little black dress.
Yeah.
Everyone has to have a pair of Vans.
I'm sorry, I can't follow the sheep. I'm not about that life at all. So we want to hear from you this afternoon. Our WhatsApp line is 0617929495. What's a trend that can miss you? You just will not jump on.
TikTok trend at the moment that I see so many people doing and I just can't wrap my head around. They play this song. While using a water bottle and pouring this water bottle all over their newborn or little baby or little toddler's head. And these poor little babies are just crying their eyes out. Granted, some of them are funny, but I just don't see how this trend is trending.
Why would you throw a bottle of water on a baby? Also, why would you waste water that way? I'm so glad that trend missed me. I try and avoid TikTok at all costs.
Hi, East Coast Radio. One of the trends I will not participate in the making of pineapple beer. Uh-huh. And not because there's no more pineapples in stores available, but because I do not have the patience.
Same WhatsApp.
Hello, East Coast Radio. This is Sam Gelodini speaking from Mkhuze. Anyway, what I can say, the worst trend that I cannot deal with is the one that boys used to do, like to bring their trousers down underneath their boots. But for me, it's annoying.
Shame. I'm bewildered
I cannot
by
do that.
That.
Even if I'm wearing a trunk or what, or maybe it's just that I don't even wear a trunk. But then I hate that trend. Shame.
Shame. I also don't understand why you just can't pull up your pants.
Hey Vic, you asked what trend I won't jump onto. Okay, TikTok, it's a trend and it's so annoying. I mean, who has so much of time to do pranks and
unnecessary videos.
Stuff in this day and age, in this world? But that's just preferably my point of view. I'm sure everybody else likes TikTok, but one thing that I wouldn't do is TikTok and Snapchat. Oh yeah, that as well.
You know,
Snapchat. Okay, you're speaking to Abby. Thanks, Vic.
Abby, bye. Have a good Friday. You know what? As soon as, like, everyone hates it, but it's so addictive once you actually start doing it. So yes, it's not recommended.
Vic, the one trend I have to say that I'll never ever do is the gab. Not only because it's stupid, but because my underarms don't smell, so yeah, we're chilled.
Someone once asked me to do the dab. It was an interview, and I was like, what is the dab? And then they explained it to me. I was like, that's so bizarre that someone would want to, like, put their head under their arm like that. For what purpose? What are we hoping to achieve?
I bet. For me, I guess it's got to be the old TikTok video thing. I just think it's overrated and people are just going crazy about it for no reason. Thanks, man. Take care. Bye.
Lockdown first happened, there was a trend of people eating raw eggs and challenging friends and other people to eat raw eggs. I was challenged. I did not do it. Could not bring myself to.
Can we also cancel people who challenge us to do things and to continue the stupid thread?
Hey Vic, what about the don't leave me challenge? So basically it's people taking objects, example a book, putting it on their face and saying, I have a book, I put it on my face, Facebook.
That's
and
so
then
dry.
The guys in the back scream, don't leave me, don't leave me.
That's like
so lame.
That's the driest thing I've ever heard, ever, ever.
The one trend that I don't like is actually posting nude or almost nude pictures of yourself on social media.
Okay, I'll
stop. Especially on the part where ladies get to do that. I don't understand why you would want to do that, why you would want to expose your very sacred body to the public, to
each
the
to
media
own.
Even, you understand? So I don't understand what is the reason behind that and why people do it.
Okay. I'm no more posting pictures of me in my Speedos on Instagram.
Vic Naidoo, East Coast Radio.